season. What changes or adjustments you plan to make to try to make it to the playoff run?
Well, we're just going to look to keep improving on all of the things that are important for us. After a tough start to the season, I think we've had some success solidifying our defense. We're there in the top half of the league, and offensively, I think the biggest thing has been it's been difficult to develop a rhythm with the changing lineups in. But at the same time, we've got to be very, very excited about the development of the young guys and the guys who have been in bigger roles, and I think we will benefit from that down the stretch too.
Coach, with Ty Jerome in particular, look like he's been doing, you know, a little bit more work. Kind of, what can you tell us on his progression and how close he is to getting on the floor with the team in a game?
He's already been on the floor with the team, so doing certain drills and different type of stuff on the court. But he's making great progress, and if the timeline changes, there will be, you know, announcements about that. But so far, it's looking good. It's going in the right direction.
I had the same question, but how does he fit? How do you see Ty when he is able to get on the floor? How does he fit around some of the other pieces that you have? And what will you look for from him?
I mean, we talked about it already in the preseason a lot about him, and he's kind of a plug-and-play player. Last year, he was able to handle a bigger on-ball role where he was a creator not only for himself, one of the best creators for himself, especially in the short mid-range from the three, but also we saw it already in the preseason that he can get other guys involved at the primary position, but he can also play next to another ball-dominant guard and space the floor for those guys and offers legitimate basketball IQ, length, also defensively, so slotting him on bigger guys on wings, for example, is possible. So there's a lot of ways it can go with time.
Hey, Coach, kind of a two-part. You come into training camp, you want to set your standard. Just how do you feel now communicating about the accountability and leadership that you need in the team? And to that point, maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong, CISO, the Finnish concept of just persevering. Have you had a chance to maybe explain that to the team?
No, we haven't spoken about Sisu and overall, like, the leadership and all the stuff that goes into it. It's a day-to-day thing. It's not something we bring up at halfway through the season and say, hey guys, now this matters. It's been important right from the get-go, and I think we've had good leadership within the team, and I think one of those things that you need also chemistry. You need to know the other players, you need to know the other human beings that are on the team and what type of response you will get with different type of approaches, and I think we're getting there. I think the week in Europe was a great example of that. We had very good balance between spending time off court, whether it was in different events or going to dinners, and then on court, we had great focus, great energy, great effort in those practices, and it really carried on to the games, and I think everybody saw that.
Yeah,
thanks, Rick.